100.5 The River, Grand Rapids Light Rock Station, Pat Benatar and We Belong. Lumineers before that, and at 8:15, and now a beautiful day. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. It is November 8th, so slide you into the weekend very gently, and we're going to talk about the holidays, and we're going to talk about fun times in Michigan, pure Michigan, coming up in a second. I have a great idea for you. But first, let's look at the roads, our 10-minute traffic and weather guarantee, and problems out there that we're going to find right now that you're going to find as soon as we find it. There we go. The Otsego-Plainwell area, watch out. Allegan County, Berry County, Kalamazoo County, parts of Ottawa County. Last night got a little slush, a little rain mixed with a little snow. It's iced the roads, and they're having several slide-offs. At 102nd Avenue, which is right over 131, US 131, Otsego-Plainwell exit, there's a head-on crash there and some slide-offs, so be careful. In Kentwood, 44th and Walma, accident there, but the expressways are moving fine. If you see something, let me know, 770-8200. And our ZZM 13 on target forecast becoming partly sunny and a high in the mid-40s today, becoming cloudy then tonight and maybe some rain overnight into tomorrow. That'll clear, and we'll get more sunshine on Sunday. Right now, temperature is at 35 degrees, and we're getting sunshine, so it's looking really good. Have you thought about the holiday times and Mackinac Island? A gem, Mackinac Island, one of the treasures of Michigan, and it's really a pure Michigan trip. And Bob Benser from Murdoch's Fudge on Mackinac is our special guest. Bob, welcome. Glad to have you here.
Welcome. Good morning. Yeah. Nice to be here.
Oh, it's great. I'm glad to have you here because he brought fudge.
Fudge, brittle, toffee, caramel corn, all the good stuff from Mackinac.
Gosh. It smells too good. I may just like fall into it in a minute. You guys, you just closed.
Closed the last weekend in October, and we're going to reopen December 9th through the 19th for the holiday season.
That's really cool. Is this the first time you've opened the holiday?
First time we've done it. Our customers, both individuals and corporate customers, have asked us over the years. We just haven't opened. The buildings are older, harder to heat.
And, sure.
So we've decided to finally give it a go, and we're going to open up December 9th and ship fudge all over the country for 10 days.
It's not that you have to go to Mackinac Island to get your fudge.
No, we'll deliver it right to your doorstep, right to your place of business, and it's pretty seamless. We ship fudge all season long, but never at the holidays. And
right.
Because of the great interest, we thought, let's try it.
You have put together a great gift box of all your products there. So someone who's looking to ship something special to someone around the country, and you want to show a little piece of Michigan, Murdoch's Fudge would be a really good answer.
We think it's a great answer, yeah. And everybody loves Mackinac Island. Everybody loves fudge. Everybody loves brittle. Everybody especially likes, the original Murdoch's Fudge.
Sure.
So it's our best products, 10 flavors to choose from, 3 brittles, pecan, cashew, and peanut, and we're offering caramel corn and homemade toffee. So all freshly made for 10 days and shipped the next day.
The people in the studio are just drooling. They're like falling on the floor here. At Mackinac Island in the wintertime, a cool place to visit you don't normally think about.
It really is. Mackinac Island's special in the summertime, and a lot of us know it by day, and we always say on the island, if you haven't experienced Mackinac by night, you haven't experienced Mackinac Island fully.
Yeah,
but I'll always say
there,
if you haven't experienced it in the wintertime, you haven't fully experienced Mackinac Island, because it really is special. It's still the same kind of decompressed feeling, but there's only 500 people that live there year-round.
Yeah.
And mid-January, the ice bridge forms between St. Ignace and Mackinac Island. So you can cross on the ice bridge or you can fly over.
Wait a minute. The ice bridge forms. So what do you do on the ice? You walk across
I probably misspoke there. It's the latter part of January. Sometimes it forms earlier than that.
But, okay.
The Islanders look for the ice bridge to form in early October. And
yeah.
The Islanders, after Christmas time, bring their Christmas trees down to the shoreline, and they wait for the ice to form. And then they spud across, to St. Ignace and stake the whole trail with Christmas
trees. Christmas
so you have
cool
a lot of people walk.
That?
Most snowmobile.
Sure.
And, the boats run actually till mid-January. So during the holiday time, actually the Cottage Inn will be open, the Pontiac Lodge, and the Lilac Tree Hotel, which is a beautiful hotel downtown, will open for
it's part of
December
your,
26th to January 26th.
Lilac,
yes, I'm a co-owner of the Lilac Tree, correct.
Wow. So they're open year-round.
December, January, and through the third weekend in February. So you can still get there. One boat line, Arnold Line runs, and it's a great place in the wintertime. A lot of walking and hiking, cross-country skiing, snowmobile riding, and just to take in the beautiful, natural beauty.
It's quiet.
It's quiet.
It's quiet.
Yeah, it's pristine.
Like you say, if you haven't experienced Mackinac Island at night, you've missed life.
It is a different island. It takes on a different character at night, for sure.
As you say, the fudgies go home, and then the real people come out.
Yeah, the real people. There's 1,300 rooms up there. A lot of people don't realize. You think of the Grand Hotel, of course.
Sure.
But there's 8 or 10 bed and breakfasts. There's the Chippewa Hotel and Lakeview Hotel and Island House and Lilac Tree. There's a lot of places to stay, for sure.
Murdoch's Fudge and Bob Benson, or Benzer from Murdoch's Fudge. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
A great time for Pure Michigan and for travel, and maybe for the, even now, or for the wintertime, Mackinac Island would be a great thing to think about. Bob, can I give some fudge away here?
Sure, let's do it.
Let's give a gift bag, a box away, which in there you have three fudges.
Three flavors of fudge.
Okay. You have the peanut brittle.
Peanut brittle.
The toffee.
Yes, sir.
And the caramel corn.
Yes. Yeah, it's great package and beautiful packaging. So, and fresh from Mackinac Island. We just made it a few days ago.
Did you really? Yeah. All right. Well, I'll let you give it away to pick a number, caller number, whatever number.
Caller number 10.
Number 10. All right. 770-8200. Caller 10, and we'll have a beautiful gift package for you from Murdoch's Fudge, which, by the way, now you can order. What's your website?
Murdoch's.com. You can go directly to Murdoch's.com, and we're actually updating our holiday shopping cart right now, and it'll be available next week.
Okay.
Week from today.
Good deal. All right. So. Caller 10, 770-8200, Bob Benzer. Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It is 821, 100.5 The River.
You can go to